BFBS. Your stories. iNix Station, Cyprus.
The good weather's finally here, and holidaymakers are arriving in southern Cyprus in their droves. And for those based in iNix, the temptation of getting into the holiday spirit themselves is right on their doorstep. Flight Sergeant Paul Maxwell is the senior NCO in charge of MT in iNix. He explains the history of the now infamous prop bus.
The idea is to basically prevent people from attempting to use their own vehicle, particularly after they've had a couple of drinks, they feel that they can drive and they feel safe to drive, but actually they're not.
But Corporal Chris Jenkins from the Cyprus Joint Police Unit has a word of warning to night owls heading out into the busy resorts this summer.
Don't drink to excess. You're in a foreign country. Anything may happen to you if you drink too much. If you do find yourself getting in trouble with the Republic of Cyprus Police, contact your chain of command. Don't sign any statements unless you're absolutely sure what it contains on them.
The free shuttle bus allows clubbers to get a lift home without having to worry about an expensive taxi ride back to iNix. But if you do miss the bus, Chris says be careful about the taxi you choose to take.
Make sure that when you get another taxi, it has a T prefix at the start of the registration plate. Anything other than that is obviously a hooky taxi. A taxi text is available. We have a mobile which is running 24/7 at CJPU. The number for that is 99370. 323, and if you text that number with your name, whereabouts you're travelling, and then again the registration of the taxi that you're getting into.
All service personnel, dependents and visitors sponsored onto the camps are subject to service law and British Forces standing orders, and there are certainly a few deterrents against bad behaviour on a night out.
Contravention of any of these orders is a service offence, and a disciplinary action may be taken against the offender, which could include large fines and again posting from the island, including the family. CJPU personnel have been asked to enforce the regulations, and any personnel to whom these orders apply found to be contravening these orders are liable to immediate arrest.
But Chris is grateful that in his own experience instances of service personnel getting on the wrong side of the law here in BFC are few and far between.
We haven't really had that many problems with people going out within the inbound Zion Upper area and obviously into the Petaris area itself. It's very rare, and thankfully British Forces Cyprus personnel do a pretty good job and don't get in trouble.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in iNix.
Your stories. BFBS.